This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Defense Department has a new director in charge of security clearances. Wildland firefighters are still fighting for a permanent pay increase. And the Supreme Court has ruled that in many cases, public officials cannot block their critics on social media, even from their personal accounts. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. If you're a public official who uses social media, be careful about hitting that block button. The Supreme Court ruled on Friday that in some cases, public officials can be sued for blocking their critics, even if they're posting from their individual accounts. The court decision tried to resolve the line between public and private activity on social media. In a unanimous decision, Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote that when government employees make official statements with their personal accounts, they need to at least allow pushback from the public. There's a new director for the federal agency in charge of security clearances. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The Defense Department has picked David Cattler to take over the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency. Cattler has previously served as an Intelligence Enterprise Mission Manager in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Most recently, he served as Assistant Secretary General for Intelligence and Security at NATO. Cattler replaces Acting Director Daniel Lecce, who has been serving in an acting capacity since September 2023, and who will return to the position of Deputy Director. Cattler's appointment will be effective March 24th. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
GSA is taking another step to make buying cloud services easier. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
The effort to make buying cloud services easier for agencies and more in line with industry standards continues with yet another acquisition workaround. The General Services Administration issued its second acquisition letter in a little over 2 years on Friday, giving its contracting officers permission to move closer to buying cloud services by the drink or through a consumption-based model. GSA's memo says under certain conditions, agencies can use upfront payments to buy software as a service. The letter says if agencies meet these six requirements, then buying SaaS doesn't violate federal procurement law prohibiting advance payments. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The White House's budget request highlights a long-standing pay issue for some federal employees. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has the details.
The Biden administration says it wants to look at possible ways to address a phenomenon called pay compression for federal employees. Some senior-level feds don't get the full federal pay raise each year due to legal pay caps. In the 2025 budget request, the Biden administration says it's considering several potential responses to the issue. Those include possibilities like increasing executive schedule pay bands or modifying how pay rates get adjusted each year. But so far, the administration has not put forward an official legislative proposal. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has more than two dozen recommendations on his desk to boost women's representation in the armed services. Among other things, a federal advisory committee says it's looking for new recruiting and retention initiatives for service women, changes in physical fitness standards, and programs to increase the number of female pilots. The recommendations come from the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services. Congress's funding deal earlier this month maintained the higher pay rates that federal wildland firefighters have had for the last 2 years. But the temporary pay increase will only last until September 30th. Now the frontline employees are calling for a permanent pay hike. The National Federation of Federal Employees is once again urging lawmakers to take up the Wildland Firefighter Paycheck Protection Act. If enacted, the bill would give federal firefighters a permanent raise of either 50% added to their base pay or an extra $20,000 annually, whichever number is lower. Contracting officers and other acquisition professionals can now get a credential in category management acquisition. The Category Management Program Management Office is now offering the first ever set of training courses comprising of 9 hours of training and 8 courses. The sessions focus on the essential aspects of category management, such as processes and practices, governance and regulatory structures, and fundamental terminology. In 2019, the Office of Management and Budget required the Category Management Program Management Office to develop the training as part of its memo promoting the use of these buying practices. While the award lead times have generally decreased for defense contracts and orders in the last several years, it takes longer for the Defense Department to award larger contracts, according to the Government Accountability Office. The government watchdog agency says the award lead times vary depending on total contract value, contracting approach, contract type, extent of competition, and the type of product or service procured. For example, the award time on orders valued at over $50 million increased by 70 days in the last 4 years. But DoD still doesn't have department-wide visibility and understanding of the award times. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, March 18th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.